"Don't act the boy with me, Bran," Rob said. "You know better than that. Only 2 days ago one of Lord Bolton's men knifed one of Lord Serwyn's at the Smoking Log."
"Our Lady Mother would skin me for a pelt if I let you put yourself at risk."
He was using the voice of Rob the Lord when he said it. Bran knew that meant there was no appeal. It was because of what had happened in the Wolf's Wood, he knew. The memory still gave him bad dreams. He had been as helpless as a baby, no more able to defend himself than Rickon would have been, less even. Rickon would have kicked them, at the least. It shamed him. He was only a few years younger than Rob. If his brother was almost a man grown, so was he. He should have been able to protect himself. A year ago, before, he would have visited the town even if it meant climbing over the walls by himself. In those days he could run downstairs, get on and off his pony by himself, and wield a wooden sword good enough to knock Prince Tommen in the dirt. Now he could only watch, peering out through Maester Lewin's lens tube. The Maester had taught him all the banners, the male fist of the Glovers, silver on scarlet, Lady Mormont's black bear, the hideous flayed man that went before Roose Bolton of the Dreadfort, a bull moose for the Hornwoods, a battle axe for the Serwyns, 3 sentinel trees for the Tallhearts, and the fearsome sigil of the House Umber, a roaring giant in shattered chains.